WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden apologizing after telling black radio host Charlamagne the God on The Breakfast Club that, quote, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
I shouldn't have been such a wise guy. I shouldn't have been so cavalier in responding to what I thought was, I don't take it for granted at all.
Biden also told the U.S. Black Chamber of Commerce in a phone call that nobody should have to vote for any party based on his or her race, religion, or background. President Donald Trump will spend Memorial Day in Baltimore.
President Trump says he'll visit Fort McHenry in Baltimore Harbor on Memorial Day to honor American heroes serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. However, Baltimore Mayor Jack Young says with stay-at-home orders and social distancing in place, this isn't the time.
I would like to make one final plea to the president to revisit his travel plans.
The president will be joined by First Lady Melania Trump, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, and Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley. Pat Piper, Washington.
As many businesses remain closed or operating under strict guidelines during the pandemic, a whopping 43 states recorded record-high unemployment rates in April, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The national unemployment rate is now 15%.
But 18 states exceeded that number, with Hawaii, Michigan, and Nevada having unemployment rates over 20%. In the month of May, more than 8 million people so far have joined the unemployment rolls, meaning heading into Memorial Day, nearly 39 million Americans are now out of work. And the big concern, will businesses that closed come back, and if they do, how many jobs that were there in March be available in June? I'm Jeff McKay.
More than 100,000 new unemployment claims were filed in the district since March 13th. More than 40,000 people haven't yet been paid. Unique Morris Hughes with the city's Department of Employment Services says 65% of claims are processed within 21 days.
So we know that there are individuals that have not been paid, but we have to review literally every single claim that's processed, and it just takes some time.
She says some claims that haven't been paid within 21 days are complicated cases that take more time to review. Some people who are unemployed because of the pandemic aren't just having difficulty feeding themselves, they're also struggling to feed their pets. Today, Pet Dominion Animal Hospital in Rockville and Love Paws Rescue are hosting a pop-up food pantry.
It is really sad to think about, you know, the pets going without the food, and also just all the, you know, the people that are affected with COVID, whether it be that they're sick or that they, you know, lose their jobs and have no income, the impact that it has on their pets as well.
Pet Dominion practice manager Kim Kirkman says if you need pet food or you have some to donate, you can stop by the animal hospital from 10 to noon today. In sports, Georgetown University basketball coach and former Hoya and Knicks star Patrick Ewing is in a local hospital after testing positive for COVID-19. The university says in a statement Ewing is the only member of the team who tested positive. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, Dr. Tom Rosell Live at 11, Purity Products at 2, Mortgage Radio at 3, Real Estate Today at 7, and at 9 p.m., it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The tractor-trailer accident is still on the outer loop of the Beltway in Bethesda past Green Tree Road between the spur and Old Georgetown Road. All lanes remain blocked due to this accident, and traffic is diverted onto Old Georgetown Road. Now, you will find some construction in Bethesda on 355 northbound between Waverly Street and Montgomery Avenue, and that is affecting the right turn lane. And on 355 southbound between Commerce Lane and Middleton Lane, look for construction in the right lane and the right shoulder. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today, some stray afternoon showers, high temperatures warm in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows back around 60 degrees. Cloudy and cooler for your Sunday, highs around 70. For Memorial Day, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey everyone, it's Laura from Garden Answer. Your backyard is your sanctuary, and spending time outdoors is more important than ever. So make it count by planting proven winter's flowering shrubs. Hydrangeas, roses, lilacs, and evergreens to help you plant a beautiful outdoor oasis you'll enjoy for years to come. Your local garden center is ready to help with a great selection and curbside pickup or delivery. Just ask for the plants in the white containers. Make your garden the best it can be with proven winter's flowering shrubs.
Taxes, taxes, taxes. They shouldn't be the driver behind your investment decisions, but tax efficiency could make a big difference in what you owe Uncle Sam. Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WML's Wise Investor Show, reminding you that your financial advisor can help you make sure that your portfolio is tax smart and in line with your goals.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Greg, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
It is the Saturday morning update, and happy Memorial Day weekend. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us from Newsmax.com. He is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. And it's a nice three-day weekend.
Nice three-day weekend, but the news never stops when it comes to politics, and the controversy continues over remarks from the former Vice President Joe Biden. Now, he recorded an interview on Thursday with Charlemagne the God, a black radio personality who hosts The Breakfast Club. And here's how the interview ended.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community.
Well, that created a firestorm that was burning out of control on Friday until the vice president apologized on a call to the U.S. Black Chamber of Commerce Friday afternoon.
I have never, ever, ever taken the African-American community for granted. I've had their support overwhelmingly, but I shouldn't have been such a wise guy. I shouldn't have been so cavalier in responding to what I thought was. Anyway, it was. I don't take it for granted at all. And no one should have to vote for any party based on their race, their religion, their background. It was really unfortunate. I shouldn't have been so cavalier.
So what do you see as the political damage, if any, for Joe Biden on this?
The former vice president, Rick, is not a stupid man. I think he realized after that his comments, right down to using the slanguage with his host, was going to upset some people, and he promptly walked it back in a very big way. This is someone who is regularly accused of being out of touch, of somehow having had his better days as a listener and a speaker, and it raises questions about him as the nominee against Donald Trump. Clearly, when you're talking about a very loyal group within the Democratic Party, and questioning their independence and their ability to think for themselves, the former vice president realized he was playing into the Republican narrative, which is that Democrats see blacks as voters on their plantation and try to offer them an alternative. He did not want to go there, and he withdrew his remarks. I would say that a few more remarks like this, and Joe Biden's very nomination is going to be questioned by the people who nominated him.
President Trump getting into it with the Secretary of State in Michigan after having gotten it into it with the governor of Michigan for a good while now, Gretchen Whitmer. And this is all over the issue of mail-in ballots. And the president continues to maintain that it could cause voter fraud. What does history dictate, John?
Well, the president went further than that, Rick, and he even threatened the cutting off of federal funding to both states if they pursued the concept of mailing out requests for absentee ballots or the absentee ballots themselves. Now, it should be pointed out that Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State of Michigan, is a liberal Democrat who very much supports the idea of sending out the absentee ballot requests. This is also something that the voters of Michigan handsomely supported in a referendum when it was on the statewide ballot. The Nevada Secretary of State, who is the only Republican in statewide office, and she supports the same concept. Quite honestly, I know a lot of Republicans who support President Trump, who back him up in all his Twitter wars, but they're not going there on this one. In several states, Georgia, Idaho, Nebraska, and West Virginia, all have Republican governors, all have governors who support President Trump, and all mailed out requests for absentee ballots for the November election. I might add that in Maryland, Republican Governor Larry Hogan sent out the ballots themselves to all registered voters. And as it was pointed out to me this week, more than half the votes cast in two special elections for the U.S. House 2 weeks ago, one in Wisconsin 7, the other in California's 25th district, and yet both districts were won by Republicans. Republicans can play at this game in the absentee ballot and win. Republicans I've talked to hope the president will just let this one go.
While we're in Michigan, Representative Justin Amash left the Congress. He was a renegade Republican, and just about the time the Republicans thought he was no longer a headache in the Congress, he announced he would run for president as a Libertarian. Now he's not going to run for president, but he's still causing headaches for Republicans. How now?
Justin Amash pulled out of the presidential race, a great loss to the Libertarian Party because he was a known quantity. The only member of Congress who voted to impeach President Trump and was not a Republican. He's an independent who registered with the Libertarians. He can't run for Congress as a Libertarian, and he can run, however, as an independent. In fact, he has till the first week of July to file as an independent. Now, remember, the 3rd District of Michigan, which is primarily Grand Rapids, has been in Republican hands for all but 2 years, since 1912. Jerry Ford represented it before he became vice president in 1973. And yet, the scenario of an incumbent congressman running as an independent could easily take enough votes from the Republican nominee and elect a very liberal Democrat, Hillary Schulte, as the member of Congress from the 3rd District. Needless to say, Mr. Amash is causing problems for the party that he left.
President Trump is signaling that he plans to pull out of the Open Skies Treaty. It is a treaty with Russia, and that Open Skies Treaty was first proposed by President Eisenhower. So, John, what does the treaty entail, and why does the president say we're getting out?
You are correct, Rick. It was first proposed by President Eisenhower, but it came to life under President George W. Bush in 2002. Simply put, U.S. aircraft under the Open Skies Agreement are permitted surveillance flights over Russia, and Russian flights are permitted surveillance flights over the United States. It's that is simple. But in recent, Russia has objected to and stopped the U.S. surveillance flights, as President Trump himself told a group of White House correspondents on Thursday. Since Russia won't adhere to the treaty, until they adhere, we'll pull out. And this came on the same day that Jim Gilmore, the U.S. ambassador to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, called on the Russians to end the practice of conscripting youth from Crimea into the Russian army. Since Russia seized Crimea 6 years ago, more than 23,000 young Crimeans have been drafted into the Russian army and some sent to the Russian Federation. I might add that the United States still considers the seizure of Crimea by Putin's Russia illegal and the referendum supporting it a sham.
And while we're on international hotspots, China signaled on Thursday it would move forward with laws that would take aim at anti-government dissent in Hong Kong. Now, we saw what that meant in the past. What does this mean moving forward for Hong Kong, and what does it mean for administration policy?
Well, there's a word in Latin that describes this, Rick. Semper idem, always the same. The imposition of tough security laws by China on Hong Kong means, experts say, an almost certain resumption of the riots and demonstrations that captured the world's attention. This can mean people at airports, people blocking traffic, and Hong Kong in a very perilous situation should China respond with troops. Now, the United States put out a statement through the U.S. State Department not only denouncing the action of the Chinese, but saying this could endanger the entire structure of the one state, two government system by which the communist state of China allows the still free state of Hong Kong to operate and the world goes along. I'm sure that the White House will have a statement on this next week. And it's not a story that's going to go away.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, John.
Certainly. And a big salute and a big shout out to those who wear the uniform today and those who wore it when the light was put out around the world and they put it on. People like my dad, Marine Sergeant Al Gizzi, who fought in the Pacific and lived to tell about it.
Thank you, John. 7:17, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Cheryl Atkinson is up next. Right now, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
On the Beltway in Bethesda, all lanes have finally been reopened between Old Georgetown Road and the 270 spur just past Green Tree Road. Longstanding tractor-trailer accident finally cleared from the roadway. Now, in the district, there is a closure inbound on the Suitland Parkway at Stanton Road in Southeast, and that due to a downed tree on the roadway, so you'll need to plan alternate routes. Also, keep in mind that a portion of Arlington Road would be closed for social distance recreation this weekend between Little Falls Parkway and Kenwood Forest Lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today, some stray afternoon showers, high temperatures warm in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows back around 60 degrees. Cloudy and cooler for your Sunday, highs around 70. For Memorial Day, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
64 degrees, 7:18 on the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL Memorial Day weekend. A big weekend on Full Measure for Cheryl Atkinson. Of course, the show is tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock on ABC 7. And Cheryl, first off, thank you for being with us on the holiday weekend.
Thank you.
You have a very special guest tomorrow.
Yes, we finally got an interview with President Trump. I've been asking for about, I think, 2 years or more. And somehow the logjam has broken up. And we got our interview. That'll be the full half hour on Sunday on Full Measure.
So you spent a half hour with the president. What were your key topics?
Well, I will tell you that regardless of the questions you ask, he knows what he wants to talk about. So he talked a lot about the swamp, the FBI revelations that are coming to pass, the recently surfaced and declassified documents. So a lot of that was really interesting, and he seems buoyed by recent developments. I mean, I have not heard him be quite so optimistic in terms of he really feels as though he's on the precipice of being able to have a breakthrough in terms of piercing the deep state. And I think that's partly because of the news that we've heard in the past couple of weeks with, again, declassifications and documents that have come to light.
So much of his focus recently has been on getting the economy going again, reopening the country, and, of course, very strong directive on Friday about reopening churches throughout the country. What did he tell you?
Well, you know, I asked him about the churches, and he told me in the interview that he was about to have an announcement be made about that very thing, with CDC issuing different guidance so that more churches hopefully would be able to open, not just Christian churches, but religious institutions. And so shortly after the interview, that guidance came down from CDC, but that's very important to him, as it is to many Americans. And he really feels like he talks a lot about not getting enough credit for all the things with the economy and the handling of coronavirus that he thinks he did well. And he makes some good points, I have to say, when he talks about, he says, you know, they, meaning his critics, didn't think we'd get enough ventilators, we did. They, meaning the critics, said we wouldn't have enough masks, we got them. And he's pointing out that when things were addressed really as a businessman might address them and problems were solved before they became critical, despite all the dire predictions in some cases, he says, you know, the media will look at a glass of water and say, you know, something's wrong with it if I poured it. And there's just nothing he feels like he's going to get credit for. And to some degree, we both know he's right. When you're talking about some media, there isn't a day where they're going to look in a, I think, a neutral way at this president and say, among the things he hasn't done well in their view, there are things that he has done well. You're just not going to hear that.
Many, many people don't get the opportunity to spend a lot of time watching cable news shows or even watching long-form news shows on the weekends. And they may see a 10 or 15-second soundbite of the president, or they may see him making prepared remarks. But he sat down with you for a half hour, and in the interviews that I've seen like that, he is never misses a beat. He's very convincing. He's very down to earth. And just he's much different than when he's behind a teleprompter. How did he strike you in terms of just the conversation and the demeanor?
Well, I've interviewed him in the past when he was a candidate maybe four times and then early on in his presidency. And I've seen a confidence developing. I mean, you could tell early on when he was under such attack as a candidate but not used to it yet, he was nervous. He knew that every word that came out of his mouth, much like today, was going to be scrutinized if not criticized, but he's less concerned about it now. He owns it. He comes into it and he's not worried, seems to me, he's not worried or concerned about expressing his views and the criticism he might get. And I also think that he has an amazing grasp on a wide variety of topics and details. And I've learned that by watching him, you know, a lot of his speeches, his rallies and so on over time, not because I know him personally, but I've come to understand that some of his patterns, such as the repetition he creates and saying something over and over again, I believe all of these things are tactics by design, not something maybe he's even thought out or been taught, but something that he innately has an ability to do because that's the thing the people remember. He knows that. I mean, everybody knows that if you say something over and over again, but he has a way of doing it in which it sticks. It sticks among the people who support him. It sticks among the people who happen to catch him giving a speech, maybe didn't like him before, but hear him speak and say maybe he's got a point, or at least they understand the point he's trying to make. But I think it's very thought out, calculated, and again, his grasp on details of so many diverse topics, from arms treaties to, you know, minutia on hydroxychloroquine and the numbers that he cites and refers to, it's pretty incredible. And, you know, other presidents have had that sort of grasp. I think a lot of people thought President Clinton had that kind of gift as well, or that sort of ability. But I don't think President Trump gets much credit for having what I see as a similar demeanor and similar way of presenting himself.
It's all on Full Measure tomorrow, the full half hour with President Trump on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock, and then it also repeats throughout the day on News Channel 8. Cheryl, thank you very, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
7:25, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You heard me talk about how EMP 180 helped me become a healthier person. Now comes new info from the CDC about how obesity actually puts people at risk for the disease that everyone's talking about. But here's the great news. You can now join people all over our area and take advantage of EMP 180's remote program. People like David, who has been doing EMP 180 remote. David, tell me how you started doing this.
Well, Larry, I did EMP 180 the standard way before the holidays, and then I lost 25 pounds in 10 weeks. It's a life changer. It's unbelievable
awesome.
How great it is. But then I picked up a bunch of weight during the holidays and wanted to lose that weight. And when I started again, the coronavirus thing hit. So I signed up for EMP 180 remote, and I've been doing that, and the pounds are falling away.
David is making the best of this COVID-19 situation. So should you. Try EMP remote for yourself. Don't wait. Check them out right now online, emp180.com. That's emp180.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor with an important message for WMAL listeners from our friends at New Look Home Design. All of us understand that these are challenging times, and now more than ever, we need to come together and support each other. It's relationships like the one WMAL has with New Look Home Design that help provide you with shows like mine and content that entertains, educates, and informs our community. Now, if you've been thinking about roof replacement, now is the time. New Look is ready with updated work practices to protect their customers. They can now replace your roof without setting foot in your home. Owner Patrick Fingles says they've lowered their prices to the lowest point they possibly can. And listen to this. They're offering an additional $1,000 support voucher as well as amazing financing plans. Support a business that supports WMAL. Call 800-279-5300. 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
During the current emergency, Cabinet Discounters can still assist you with your remodeling projects using remote consultation. It's easy to get your kitchen or bath remodeling projects started right now. Log in to CabinetDiscounters.com and fill out the consultation request form, and an experienced designer will contact you by phone or email to begin your remote consultation. Cabinet Discounters wants you to remain safe without having to put your entire life on hold. That's why we created remote consultation, to get things started right away. When things get back to normal, your remodeling project can hit the ground running. You can get your kitchen or bath remodeling project started right now with remote consultation at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
Larry O'Connor here for my good friends at Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is D.C.'s most respected property manager because they know this market. And with the current pandemic situation, now is a great opportunity for property owners. People choose renting in times of uncertainty. And right now, inventory is down and demand is high. Whether you own one property or a dozen, Renters Warehouse has the tools to find high-quality tenants while following all safety guidelines, including virtual tours and self-showing capabilities. And with their security deposit free option, you can attract more tenants while protecting your home and cash flow. Renters Warehouse finds awesome tenants in just 17 days on average, and they take rent collection, maintenance, inspections, and paperwork safely off your plate. There's no upfront fees, and they'll even warranty your renters. Go to rwdcnova.com to book your free virtual or in-person home rental price appointment today, or call 571-489-8134. That's 571-489-8134. Renters Warehouse DC. You'll always have a home with us.
7:30 News is next with Heather Curtis. Then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Katie McFarland on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL. A Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. If you've been missing regular Sunday church services, President Donald Trump says you'll be able to sit in a pew tomorrow. Even though the pandemic continues, the president's declared all houses of worship essential. He has this message for governors.
Allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors.
Many governors are worried people could ignore social distancing and spread the virus more. Churches in many parts of Virginia have been able to reopen at 50% capacity or less since the state moved into phase one of Governor Ralph Northam's reopening plan last Friday.
They need to continue to practice social distancing, hygiene, those types of things.
Northam did not say yesterday when hard-hit Northern Virginia could reopen. This afternoon, reopened Prince William County protesters will rally to encourage the county's Board of Supervisors to allow the county to reopen. In sports, Georgetown University basketball coach and former Knicks star Patrick Ewing has tested positive for the coronavirus and is now isolated in a local hospital. The university says in a statement Ewing is the only member of the team to test positive. The 57-year-old tweeted, quote, "This virus is serious and should not be taken lightly. I want to encourage everyone to stay safe and take care of yourselves and your loved ones." Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Even though COVID-19 poses an unprecedented challenge, you can count on Novec to deliver reliable power and to help in other ways. Novec.com offers tips to save energy while spending more time at home. Novec customers can monitor their energy use online, as well as pay bills through the website or by phone. And anyone can donate to help neighbors in need through Operation Roundup. Novec. Power you can count on.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I love you, Amy.
The time is now to rise up. Gone are the days of being locked into one data option by your wireless company. We're humans. We need flexibility. Let us change our data options when we want to. It's time we call the shots on our phone bills. It's time we took a stand and switched to Xfinity Mobile. We can switch data options anytime, all online. Only Xfinity Mobile works for the people.
Hey, what about 5G?
Yes, 5G is now included with all new data options at no extra cost. One more thing, pineapple belongs on pizza. It should be on every pizza. Should have quit while I was ahead.
Switch and save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Your wireless, your rules. Only with Xfinity Mobile. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to XfinityMobile.com or call 1-800-XFINITY today. Restrictions apply. Requires post-pay Xfinity Internet 5G in select locations only.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Earlier accident on the outer loop of the Beltway in Bethesda past Green Tree Road finally cleared away. All lanes open there. However, there is another accident now on the outer loop just past Georgia Avenue along the right shoulder, and you may find part of the right lane blocked. Now, they are also reporting an accident on the outer loop at the John Hanson Highway, so you may find some lanes blocked there as well. Also, keep in mind in the district that the Suitland Parkway inbound is closed at Stanton Road due to a fallen tree in the roadway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today, some stray afternoon showers, high temperatures warm in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows back around 60 degrees. Cloudy and cooler for your Sunday, highs around 70. For Memorial Day, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Covington and Burling LLP is looking for an associate in Washington, D.C.
The associate will represent multinational companies, associations, and a sovereign state in domestic and international disputes and arbitration proceedings, including by drafting procedural and merit submissions, interviewing witnesses and drafting witness statements, drafting requests and responses to opposing counsel, providing case updates and legal advice to clients. The job requires a JD or LLM from a U.S. law school, admission to the bar of the District of Columbia, and active bar membership in good standing. Must have 6 months' experience in legal research and writing at a law firm, U.S. court, or a legal department of government agencies or international organizations. Qualified applicants should mail their cover letter and resume to Lorraine Brown, Covington and Burling LLP, 1 City Center, 850 10th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001.
Have you met a true hero lately? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and I've been thinking about heroes that I work with. Take Reese, for example, one of our store managers. Reese served in Afghanistan and sustained significant injuries when his MRAP vehicle was disabled by an IED. He was told he would never walk without a cane. However, after he was fitted with Good Feet arch supports, he was able to walk without a limp and without a cane. His service as a manager is exemplary, and we are proud to have Reese on the Good Feet team. The story doesn't stop there, though. Reese fell in love and got married to a beautiful nurse named Erica. And during this pandemic, who was on the front lines taking care of COVID-19 patients? You guessed it, Erica. Heroes tend to stick together. The Good Feet Store says thank you to all of our heroes. We especially say thank you to the heroes among us, such as Reese and Erica, for the many ways they have served us all. Come by the Good Feet Store and see what Good Feet Arch Supports can do for you. You never know. You might bump into a hero.
7:36 on Memorial Day weekend on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart, also the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Always great to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Boy, a story we've been talking about for months, and it just gets more interesting every day. FBI Director Chris Wray is ordering an internal review of investigation into Mike Flynn. That opens the way for agents to be disciplined if it finds misconduct, and if those agents are still at the Bureau, those who have left would not be subject to discipline under this investigation. And kind of leads me to an op-ed that you wrote, and it's a pretty amazing headline. The Obama administration almost pulled off a Soviet-style election coup. In your opening paragraph, even the most conniving leaders of the old Soviet Union would have been impressed with the brazenness of the Obama administration's disinformation campaign to cover up its botched attempt to hijack America's last presidential election. If I had time, I would continue reading.
Well, I appreciate the introduction, and I feel that way very strongly. And this relates to three things that are converging at once: Susan Rice and her activities, and I've heard her push back from saying, oh, well, you know, I did everything by the book. Look, I can tell you she didn't do everything by the book, just the opposite. And when you look at what she did, what we now know, combine that then with the fact that they, even if you said they were going after only Mike Flynn, they didn't really stop with Mike. They then proceeded to go after the president. And this is where it becomes the Soviet theater we all now know. The right thing to do would have been to march into President Trump after Inauguration Day and say, look, we got concerns about Mike Flynn. This is what's going on. You're not presumed to have committed any crime. This is what we want to do. But they didn't do that. This is where the Soviet issue comes into it. Rick, they had set this all up for some purpose well in advance of the November 16 election. That's what we're still trying to figure out. Why? Because clearly the presumption was Hillary Clinton was going to be winning. So what my argument is, once Hillary lost, they had no options left. They had to go into this Soviet-level work to try to keep the federal bureaucracy focused on trying to investigate Trump and then start leaking stuff to the American media, to their allies. So this was very much like the old Soviet Union, where you had this complete and direct link between governance and the media, the press. And that's why I call it Soviet. It's very clearly like that. And the other two factors very simply are When you had media then carrying the water, that process then was trying to undermine the legitimacy of the president's victory and his taking over as president. And then lastly, what they were trying to do is get to the point of where Trump would either resign or be forced out. So, again, it's all about the issue of how they've used the government official mechanism to do that. The Chris Wray investigation, Rick, that he's now proposing is way too late. And simply put, we've seen now based on, and you'll see some of this in the article I wrote in Town Hall, you cannot trust the FBI to investigate itself. It's completely insane to think that you can. So I have no faith in Christopher Wray. He's got to go. And simply put, if you look at the article I wrote and just kind of take a step back, you recognize that the FBI, at least the leadership, have been compromised. And there's absolutely no way they're going to regain faith by an internal investigation.
And Tony's article is at townhall.com, and the headline on it, wow, a pretty strong one indeed. And Tony, the Obama administration almost pulled off a Soviet-style election coup. Hey, I want to turn to what appears to be a terror attack, or at least terror-related attack this week.
Yeah.
This in Corpus Christi, Texas, at the gates of a base. And what do we know so far about the investigation? The one primary shooter was killed in the incident, but there was talk of a second person possibly on the loose.
Yeah. So it is terror related, and this report has already been made. He was essentially, his name was Adam Al-Shali. He was a Syrian. He was born in Syria, a Syrian refugee. And not only was he armed, he also had in the vehicle some things which indicated some sort of a material he planned to use in the attack. So apparently from the moment they stopped this guy, he was able to shoot a guard. He was stopped. Apparently the guard is not in danger, but he was injured. But everything indicates so far that this individual was a terrorist. Corpus Christi is a naval air station where they do a lot of depot level maintenance of a lot of different things. As I recall, the Army sends its helicopters there for refurbishment. So it is a legitimate military target. But with that said, everything indicates this guy was either inspired or directed by ISIS. So there you go. That's what we know so far.
Now, when you say inspired, there is a big difference between inspiration and direction. And at this point, unclear as to which way it may go.
So they're looking at his online accounts, obviously. And obviously, from what they've seen so far, there was some level of him going to these websites. And I think that's why they've said, you know, we know it's terror. We don't know what type of terror. Because I think right now what they're trying to find, if there is direct linkage where he was in communication with ISIS or some group in the Middle East. That piece is yet to be determined.
And the results of the investigation so far in the December 2019 rampage at the U.S. Naval Base in Pensacola, a Saudi Air Force officer there, they finally were able to get into the gunman's phone. Apple wouldn't do it, so the FBI and the Department of Justice had to handle it. They finally got into the phone. What did they find?
Well, they found Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, direct evidence of his communicating with them. And this was a directed operation. There's no doubt that these individuals were in contact and were essentially recruited for the purposes of coming to the United States and conducting terror attacks. So this tells us two things. First, again, Apple was problematic. They did not cooperate. It took some significant resources. The Attorney General Barr, I think, did a great job of getting that done. Secondly, we have a vetting process problem that needs to be examined. This failure was primarily at the feet of State Department and the Pentagon, not FBI. I mean, FBI is not involved in overseas vetting of individuals. This is a State Department and Pentagon thing. And clearly, we've always known since most of the 9/11 hijackers, Rick, you might recall, were Saudi, We have always recognized that there's a duality of who's the good guys and bad guys in Saudi Arabia. In this case, we did not do a good job, and we have to do a much better job of understanding that ISIS and Al-Qaeda and others are going to try to put into legitimate chains of military training in the United States individuals who will conduct acts of terror. So this is something that we'll have to definitely keep an eye on.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and Tony, thank you for your service. You can catch Tony's article at townhall.com. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks, Rick. Take care.
You bet. 7:45 Saturday morning update on WMAL. KT McFarland coming up, but first we got a check of the traffic with Michelle Murray.
A couple of accidents on the Beltway to be aware of. In Silver Spring on the outer loop between Georgia Avenue and Connecticut Avenue, there is an accident there along the right shoulder and the right lane. On the outer loop at the John Hanson Highway, there is an accident reported there. Earlier wreck, though, on the outer loop between Old Georgetown Road and the 270 Spur finally cleared away. That was just past Green Tree Road. All lanes now open in that area. In the district, the Suitland Parkway is closed inbound at Stanton Road due to a fallen tree in the road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today, some stray afternoon showers, high temperatures warm in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows back around 60 degrees. Cloudy and cooler for your Sunday, highs around 70. For Memorial Day, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
It's holding steady at 64 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:46 on the Saturday morning update.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Register for free today.
Join us online for our virtual presentation on sciatica and leg pain on Wednesday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. Register today by calling 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 43 years of practice and over a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Hey everyone, Laura from Garden Answer. If you want your yard to really shine, just look for the shrubs in the white Proven Winners containers at your garden center. They've been thoroughly tested and handpicked in order to give you a carefree, colorful yard with a whole lot less effort on your part. I trust Proven Winners shrubs, and you can too. They've got lilacs, hydrangeas, roses, and all your favorites. And they come in a wide range of color and sizes, making them really great for all gardens. Make life colorful and easy with Proven Winners flowering shrubs.
Breaking news developing now.
Stay with WMAL for the most up-to-date information.
We will be covering it from multiple angles.
Depend on your friends.
I love your show.
I love what you do each and every day.
At 105.9 FM.
I feel like I got a family here.
WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here for my good friends at Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is DC's most respected property manager because they know this market. And with the current pandemic situation, now is a great opportunity for property owners. People choose renting in times of uncertainty. And right now, inventory is down and demand is high. Whether you own one property or a dozen, Renters Warehouse has the tools to find high quality tenants while following all safety guidelines, including virtual tours and self-showing capabilities. And with their security deposit free option, you can attract more tenants while protecting your home and cash flow. Renters Warehouse finds awesome tenants in just 17 days on average, and they take rent collection, maintenance, inspections, and paperwork safely off your plate. There's no upfront fees, and they'll even warranty your renters. Go to rwdcnova.com to book your free virtual or in-person home rental price appointment today, or call 571-489-8134. That's 571-489-8134. Renters Warehouse DC. You'll always have a home with us.
It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. It's 7:49. I'm Rick Fowler. KT McFarland joins us, former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration and also the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to have you with us. We've seen a lot of you on television over the past couple of weeks. And over the past few months, you and I have been talking a lot about the FBI and how they handled your investigation, how they handled the Flynn investigation. Finally, FBI Director Chris Wray is talking about it. He's ordered an internal review of the investigation into General Flynn, and I'm sure that will include a review of the investigation into K.T. McFarland. Your thoughts as you hear about, finally, the investigation, and it just a continuing corroboration of what we've been talking about for months.
Where has this guy been for 3 years? He's been the FBI director, and he's been sitting on all the corruption and abuse of power evidence that acting DNI Grinnell and the Attorney General and Jensen and Durham, they're now uncovering. They're actual documents, handwritten notes. And this guy, Wray, has been sitting on them for 3 years. And so now he's saying, well, we're going to have an action, after-action review of our agents. Well, wait a minute. Is he now telling us that nobody has checked ever to see if these guys, not just the Flynn case, but if these guys are abusing their enormous power, that there is no internal watchdog looking over the shoulders of our agents when we've given them all this power? I mean, that to me is even more extraordinary, that these guys can do whatever they want and nobody's overseeing what their actions are. Well, look, it seems to me that Durham and the others must have uncovered some really big evidence of wrongdoing, as we're starting to see now, that's come out in the last week. And it's now so much, so overwhelming, that even Wray can no longer pretend he doesn't see it. And I think he also realizes he must be on thin ice with the president, and he's trying to save his own job. Well, my take on this, Rick, too little, too late. Wray has been part of the problem all along. He chose to cover up the abuse of his agency rather than clean it up.
I want to turn to the newly declassified email from the former National Security Advisor, Susan Rice. She sent this to herself. It documented a January 2017 Oval Office meeting with former President Obama. And in that meeting, they were discussing the successor, Michael Flynn's communications with the Russian ambassador at the time, Sergei Kislyak, James Comey, also in that meeting. Now, she writes the memo on Inauguration Day, and now it's out, unredacted, and she's saying that it was at the direction of the Obama White House counsel, Neil Eggleston. You've been at the highest levels of the White House. You know the role of the White House counsel. What does that say to you?
Oh, my. They're getting worried. They were getting worried as they were walking out the door. Look, that memo accomplishes two things for Susan Rice and for President Obama at the direction of the White House counsel, who was just cleaning up after they were leaving. It's a CYA memo for Susan Rice and President Obama, and it also shifts blame of anything to Comey. Look, she wrote that just minutes before she left her desk in the West Wing and about an hour before General Flynn and I walked in together to that same office. So I think Susan Rice, the White House counsel, they knew they had done something very, very wrong, and that the incoming team, especially General Flynn, an intelligence expert, he'd find out about it. Why would you write the memo otherwise? If everything had been fine, you wouldn't even bother. She wrote the memo because she thought, uh-oh, somebody's going to uncover something. And in the memo, so let's take that part, the contents of it. So she says in this memo that that President Obama had insisted three times that everything be done by the books, therefore leaving the impression that they were blameless. They were, if anything had, any wrongdoing had happened, it wasn't their fault. It was Comey's fault. And so then 2 months later, Comey himself testifies before Congress that this investigation into Flynn was ordered by President Obama to figure out why Putin hadn't responded forcefully to President Obama's sanctions that were imposed on December 29th, just 2 weeks before he left office. So in other words, Comey is saying, it wasn't my fault. I was ordered to do it. I was just following orders. So look, if they had all thought about this for a minute and thought about what Putin's motives might have been in his retaliation and response, they would have realized he had much more to lose by continuing and certainly the escalating bad relations with the United States, especially when Trump had made it a campaign promise he was going to try to improve relations. So what would Putin have gained by retaliating to President Obama's decision to kick some diplomats out and put some economic sanctions on. I mean, Obama was already leaving. There was no reason to worry about that relationship. Putin didn't want to jeopardize his relationship with President Trump. So to me, Putin's response, it wasn't something to be suspicious. It was classic Putin. And I write about it at great length in my book, Analyzing Putin, wait for the new president to respond. Don't take the bait from President Obama. That way Putin makes himself look like a great statesman. He's rising above President Obama. He even says it in his statement. Putin says it in his statement. He's not going to get dragged into petty kitchen politics by President Obama. He's going to wait for the new president. So Putin not only makes himself look like a great statesman, he insults Obama, and he gets brownie points from the new administration by avoiding an inauguration day crisis. That's classic Putin behavior. So either the senior officials of the Obama administration, including President Obama himself, they were incompetent in analyzing Putin, or that was going to be their excuse for investigating and wiretapping Flynn and others. You know, you decide, incompetent or, you know, doing something really wrong.
You said something very striking there, and that was Susan Rice is in that office in the morning. She leaves the office. You and General Flynn come in that afternoon. Did you have any sense of any of this having taken place when you walked into the office?
No, and here's something that I said to General Flynn before we took office and right after the Obama sanctions were imposed on December 29th. I said, sure, we had a meeting. We had several meetings with Susan Rice in her office with a handover where the outgoing administration tells the incoming administration, here are the ongoing things. And you talk about everything from, covert action to the state of negotiations to China to Iran to this to that. And she never talked about Russia. And so I said to him, Mike, they knew that within a few days they were going to impose sanctions on Russia for election meddling, and yet it was the one topic that she never even brought up. So they knew they were going to do it, but they withheld that information from the incoming administration, knowing that that information and the action they were about to take could plunge the incoming administration into an escalatory crisis with Russia on day one.
All right, we've got about 2 minutes left. I want to ask you about the Open Skies Treaty. The president is threatening to withdraw from the treaty in 6 months. That's, of course, garnered opposition from the Democrats and a number of European countries. But I wanted you to explain a little bit how the president operates, the strategy behind this move. And we got about 2 minutes.
It's classic Trump. If a treaty isn't working for the United States, ask the other side to fix it. If they won't, pull out. Then you've got some leverage in renegotiating the treaty. I mean, that's what the tariff wars were all about. And that's what pulling out of the arms control agreements are all about. You know, the Democrats would have you just continue to keep either doing something that's harmful to you, which was the tariff agreements we had with other countries, or the things that really were not accomplishing their purpose, like the Open Skies Treaty. We were abiding by it, but the Russians were not. They would have you just, it's all form over substance, you know. As long as you're in a treaty and it looks good to everybody, fine, wonderful. But the minute you stand up and demand America's interests, then there's a period of uncertainty, and that's when they all get really nervous. But Trump understood these treaties were not working. They are not only this Open Skies, but the previous ones on intermediate range weapons. So you ask the Russians, why don't you guys obey the terms of the treaty? They just say, no, we're not even cheating. We're not going to change anything. So you say, okay, fine. We'll get out of the treaty, and then we're pulling out. And then we have the option to defend ourselves, do whatever it is that you're doing, or let's both reduce together. I mean, that's the whole thing with tariffs, right? They have 25% tariff on us, on our goods going into their country, our cars, for example. We have a 2% tariff on their cars coming into America. So that's a great disadvantage for us, and it's an advantage for them. And so you go to them and say, the Germans, the Chinese, whatever, and you say, well, this isn't fair. Let's have nobody have tariffs. And they say, no, we like it just the way it is. We like 25% tariffs on your stuff, 2% tariffs on ours. So Trump says, okay, 25% tariffs on yours. Now we're both at 25%. Now let's both go down to zero. It's what good are these treaties if they're hurting us? It's the results that matter, not the process.
K.T. McFarland, author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Of course, you can get it at Amazon or your favorite local bookseller. And if you want to read it this weekend while you got a little extra time with Monday off, you can get the Kindle edition at Amazon.com. KT, as always, thank you so much. Thank you for your service, and thank you for the service of your family members. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. Thank you very much for being with us, and we do wish you a very happy Memorial Day weekend, and at the same time, we do hope that you honor those who have given their lives in service. Thank you for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.